This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This is a WEEI special broadcast. It's day two of the 18th annual WEEI Nesson Jimmy Fund Radio Telethon, presented by the Arbella Insurance Foundation. Today on The Greg Hill Show, Robert and Jonathan Kraft.
Doing whatever we can in today's world to help solve this problem is great. And Dana-Farber is one of the great institutions in the world, really.
Governor Charlie Baker.
The amount of hope that's attached to this, you just can't underestimate that as a factor in the progress that's been made. And you guys have been a part of that.
And Red Sox team president Sam Kennedy.
These are my two favorite days of the year because we take a deep breath from what's going on the field. And you come in here and you realize what's really important. And there's so many people battling this awful disease.
Now live from Fenway Park, it's the Greg Hill Show with Greg Hill and Danielle Murr.
Good morning from Fenway Park, where only the seagulls are up. Well, I mean, we're up. I went out early this morning to go Instagram Live.
Yes.
And obviously the trash, the leftover hot dogs, the leftover burger buns are still out and about. And so only the seagulls and Curtis are up this morning picking through the trash here at Fenway Park.
And I came within about 2 feet of being nailed by a sprinkler. These guys were washing all the bleachers.
Yeah.
I went out to Instagram something. This guy comes behind me, was like hosing me down like Chris Farley and Tommy Boy.
That's like Nick washing Tom Brady off during the interview yesterday.
Or
actually, I guess we had to wash Nick off after the Tom Brady interview yesterday. But good morning and welcome to the second day of the WEEI Nesson Jimmy Fund Radio Telethon. I got to tell you that not having been a part of this before, I was absolutely floored by yesterday morning. I was glued to the radio yesterday, listening to all of the patients talk about their experiences, the guests that were on yesterday. It's really an amazing thing, and I can't say thank you enough at the start this morning for those of you who donated yesterday. We sit this morning, if we look at the tote board, we sit at 1,291,163 that you have donated for the Jimmy Fund and the Dana-Farber Cancer Institute, and that number is just to me is amazing. So that brings the total that you have donated when it comes to the history of this event up over 54, if my math is correct, up over $54 million.
Yeah, we could be over $55 million this morning.
Wow.
Yeah, total, yeah, for, yeah, 18 years,
yeah,
doing this.
So it's never too early to get the phones ringing. The number, if you want to give today, whether you gave yesterday, you want to give again, or whether you didn't get the chance to give yesterday, the number is 877-738-1234, or it's really easy to just text K Cancer to 20222, and that is a $25 donation to the Jimmy Fund and the Dana-Farber Cancer Institute when you text K Cancer to 20222. Yes, Danielle, what is it?
I think one of the best things about this has just been seeing and hearing the firsthand stories of how people's lives have been affected and the experience that they had at Dana-Farber. And it really reinforces how important every single donation is, whether it's small or large. It doesn't matter. We can see how quickly those numbers added up yesterday, and it's going to do the same thing today. So if you're on the fence at all, thinking, oh, I can only donate XYZ or whatever, it doesn't matter. Every little bit helps.
I would have said that you thought the best thing about this was the breakfast, because I think I saw you have three breakfasts yesterday.
I tried to.
And by the way, Danielle, have you noticed how, Curtis, a guess on how long Danielle takes to get ready for these two shows, as opposed to how long it takes her to get ready when there's no cameras, when we're not on NESN.
Well, that's what happens when you're in TV, right? It takes
you're not in TV.
We're on television today.
I mean, you don't see Curtis putting extra care into his bald head.
Doesn't take as long to dry, Greg. He doesn't need pomade.
I mean, you didn't get here until 10 minutes before the show started because you were primping and promping or whatever they call it.
Let me tell you something. Mayor Walsh is lucky he wasn't in today because the traffic this morning was a nightmare.
There's no traffic at 5.
Want me to show you my dash cam video?
There was tumbleweeds on Storo Drive this morning. I was going down there.
Not when I was going down. Good Lord.
We have a really busy show coming your way this morning on day number 2 of the WEEI NESN Jimmy Fund Radio Telethon. The governor is going to join us at 7:45, and we will certainly have an opportunity to lob some traffic-related hardballs at the governor when he joins us at 7:45 on this morning's show. After that, at 8, we will be joined by Robert Kraft and by Jonathan Kraft. And if you have ever had the opportunity to go to the Dana-Farber Cancer Institute, then you know that there is a Kraft wing there. That I think it's the Kraft Blood Center.
Yeah, the Kraft Family Blood Center.
And so they have been very involved in supporting the Dana-Farber Cancer Institute. And we'll have an opportunity to hear from Mr. Kraft and from Jonathan at 8 on today's show. And Adam Schefter is going to join us at 8:15 this morning, and we'll talk a little football and other things with him.
Yeah, so. I mean, it'll be interesting with him, too, especially Josh Gordon. And, you know, I think we're at the point now where it's over the discussion of the Bob Kraft situation. The banner is going to be going up in a couple weeks, and I think Adam will likely be able to tell us this morning that Robert Kraft will be inside Gillette Stadium for that night, and all of this nonsense off the field is sort of going to be behind him.
Yeah, I mean, you would think if there was some sort of discipline coming that it would have come, right?
Absolutely. There's no chance that Roger Goodell in the NFL wants to draw more attention to that moment in Robert Kraft's life right before the team celebrates its 6th Super Bowl.
That's true. I mean,
there's no way, especially considering Robert Kraft. Look at what he just did with Jay-Z and bringing him in. He's been a huge part of the NFL's offseason, so I can't see them suspending him.
Unless the Dolphins had the video and they're waiting until next week to release.
Oh, there's Fake Take.
There it is.
Here he is. We were wondering if you were here, Fake Take. I know you're emboldened because Tom Brady spoke to you yesterday.
Yes, he did.
But go easy on the conspiracy theories. And when you say that moment in Mr. Kraft's life, is that factually correct, or Curtis, or do we know? I don't think we know.
Well, I have friends at TMZ. I was able to watch.
Okay, it was a moment. Yeah. I will say this. I am really excited about today and the Boston Coaches Roundtable, which is happening this afternoon during OMF. I think it's at 2:30.
It is in the first hour of OMF today. All four coaches will be joining them on the show.
All four of the Boston Major Professional League coaches will join OMF. I think they're all going to be here at Fenway Park in person, except for Bill Belichick, who will be on the phone,
right?
Because there's work to be done.
There's going to be one person who will talk more than all the coaches, and that will be Ordway, because he has to always wedge himself in.
I caught those guys talking with Boomer before he did the game last night.
It
was really interesting. His daughter is fighting tongue cancer.
Right.
Wow.
And her story was, I mean, she literally thought she had a canker. And finally, after dealing with it for weeks, decided that she needed to go get it checked out and ended up going to Dana-Farber and fighting tongue cancer, which so many stories yesterday from the patients that we had on were about having a leg pain, thinking that you pulled a muscle in your leg. So, I mean, it's it's just amazing to me how many of you and how many of us have dealt with a family member, a friend, several people that we know who are fighting the really good fight when it comes to cancer and about the work that Dana-Farber does. So if you'd like to join us and help us to get to a goal when it comes to the funds that will be donated at the end of today from a total perspective, then you could call 877-738-1234. That's 877-738-1234. Or you can text KCANCER to 20222. That's 20222, and that is a $25 donation. We heard yesterday all day about what they do at Dana-Farber. And what they do at Dana-Farber is not only treat those who are fighting cancer, but they also, the giant research component to what they do. And the research there has led to so many different new options when it comes to treating cancer. And
yeah.
And it's just the work they do is, to me, is the really, really important work. You know, this is not the really, despite what Ken thinks, this is not the really important work. What the work they do over there is the important work.
Right. And you have the families, right? If you ever want to wondering if you're still wondering if this cause is worthy of your money, the family members who you see here all day, they're around with their kids, and they have the most difficult moment of their life is their son or daughter has been diagnosed with cancer.
Right.
Who can envision how they would react? And they are all here telling you to invest your money into this cause because of the way their child has been taken care of by the Dana-Farber and the Jimmy Fund Clinic. So you're driving to work today, your kids are healthy, you're feeling good. Pay it forward. Look at what these people have had to deal with and what they've had to endure and tell their stories and tell you that this place, more than anything else, is worthy of your support.
So if you're just joining us, you're just waking up, it's day number two of the WEEI NESN Jimmy Fund Radio Telethon. This is the 18th year, and we sit here this morning at 10 minutes past 6 with the tote board at $1.291 million. So $1,291,163 is what you gave yesterday. There is an amazing history when it comes to funds that have been given to this event by you, by this incredibly generous audience over the last 17 years. And I have no doubt that if you can participate today, that we will have an extraordinary amount of money to talk about tomorrow morning when we get on the air at 6.
Yeah, it's amazing too. After day one, you sort of get to 10 a.m. You're at 2, and you're like, okay, we're getting there. And then you wake up today, and it's like incredible. It's $1.3 million
yeah.
in 24 hours
yeah.
raised by the listeners of this show and NESN. It's unbelievable. It's
yeah.
unbelievable. Every year, it's the same feeling. I'm always like, oh no, how are we going to do it this year? Are people going to still respond? Especially now, there's been so much crap and negativity out there, and it's amazing to wake up today and to see the generosity of the listeners of this show and the station.
Speaking of NESN, I feel like they scheduled Rachel Holt to participate at a time that I wasn't going to be around here.
That may have been by request.
I mean, you think it was by request of Rachel? Why would she do that?
I don't know. Maybe she was uncomfortable last time she was in the studio.
I feel like she completely enjoyed her appearance on the program a week or two ago.
She did file a restraining order against me as well, unfortunate.
But. Yeah, we know that she's not going to be around this morning because you're only dressed in your Jimmy Fund golf shirt.
Well,
you're not wearing a sweater vest or something this morning.
I did pack a tuxedo in the event she arrived,
okay,
so I'll
good.
Be gone for a couple minutes.
By the way, I can never get used to seeing Curtis on television. It is so bizarre.
What?
And I love Curtis, but God, it's
well,
startling.
he's on right now on NESN.
I know.
You were, Ken, you when I came back to the radio station yesterday, you said this to me. You have to elaborate a little bit. What is it? Now, see, the NESN director just went away from Curtis in the shot.
Like, that was a ratings preserver.
What is
he looks like Flat Stanley up there.
Is the NESN director? Okay, there we go. There he is. So what is it, Ken?
Like, it's something with the bald. Like, I used to be a big fan of the old school Twilight Zone. I don't know if you ever watched those. They had this one episode with a doll when I was a kid. I was so frightened of it. It was just kind of sitting there, kind of like creepily in the corner. And I look up and it's like, oh, Curtis is the doll.
Yeah.
Incredible.
Well, there was some sort of Instagram story or something yesterday that Danielle shared that had Curtis.
Oh my God.
That had Curtis freaked out.
I think I'm gonna have to repost that just because he looks like a serial killer. Like he just looks like he's ready to go after someone or something, and it's disturbing.
Well, right after she posted that, I go, Danielle, what the hell is that? I look like a serial killer, and she goes, well, you do look like
a serial killer.
I lost Ken, so I got nobody. That's all right.
Sorry, buddy.
You're alone, Curtis. You're alone.
Oh, man.
I'll tell you what was interesting yesterday afternoon was hearing Mookie Betts say that he loves it here in Boston.
Yeah, that was unique. I think we have the audio, Ken. That was a first time he's been really open about that since the contract talks had begun.
And this is a long exchange, but I'll forward it to a little bit further to where he gets into that. He was asked directly, you know, about from Glenn.
About what
drives you crazy. And how can you answer that question and basically calm everybody down? Or I don't think you can you? Because of the uncertainty.
I mean, no matter what I say, they're going to, you know, people are going to have their opinions, and there's nothing you can do about that. But I've, you know, made it known. This is my second home. You know, I've been here. This is all I know. You know, I love to hear, and I love the fans, everybody, my teammates, you know, the front office, everybody here. But, you know, that doesn't change the business of baseball and, you know, kind of what value is there. And, you know, I don't want to go down that path, but I mean, just for people who don't think I enjoy it here, I love it here. This is you know, I come here in the wintertime just to come hang out with friends and whatnot. My family loves coming up here and going to do things. So it's not that I don't like Boston at all.
So Mookie seems pretty happy. I don't know if that means that he's willing to take some kind of a hometown discount or a John Henry type discount or something like that. But he seems pretty happy, and he spent a good deal of time with those guys yesterday afternoon talking about not only that, but about the Red Sox involvement with Dana-Farber and the Jimmy Fund. And this morning, speaking of that, we are able to welcome to the show bright and early this morning Brianna Galante. Am I saying that right, Brianna? We got to turn Brianna's microphone on. That would be a great first step this morning. Brianna, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. There we go, Dougie boy.
Professional radio.
Somebody wake Doug up in the. I think Doug slept here last night. Brianna, how are you?
I'm good.
You're a nurse. I call you guys heroes because I can't imagine. Me personally, I don't like anything that is associated with, you know, bodily fluids. I'm a guy, so when I get a cold,
the man flu.
I get the man flu. Yes, yep. I'm in bed for 4 days because I have a cold. So I can't. You guys are heroes, and so you're a nurse at Dana-Farber.
I am.
And what made you decide that was what you wanted to do?
Well, I was working at Brigham, and I remember having oncology patients and then seeing the providers come over and just watching them interact with the patients and seeing their relationships. It was something so special and so beautiful, and I'm like, wow, this is something I really would love to be a part of.
Is it, you may not even try not to, is it hard not to become attached to the patients? And do you have to try to do that, or is it just kind of in your nature to automatically become attached to your patients?
It's so hard. Yeah. That's the hardest part of it. I mean, they're so incredible, and what they do is just so amazing, and the fight and just the strength that they have, it's really hard to leave work and to not take that home with you.
Yeah.
But I think it helps just leaving. It just gives you this whole new appreciation and this whole new just love for life, and
well, I mean, for those who are thinking right now about giving and maybe giving again because they gave yesterday, maybe you can tell them a little bit about what you guys do at Dana-Farber and where that money is going to go.
So there's just so much research, all the treatments and all the different protocols, and it's just there's so many new drugs and new immunotherapies and chemotherapies that are really making such a difference in these patients' lives. And it's not the way it was 10, 5 years ago. It's patients are living with a good quality of life and they're really, it's just growing and growing. And
we had a patient on yesterday who was diagnosed with stage 4 brain cancer. And, you know, he's going on 8 years past that diagnosis.
Yeah, after the glioblastoma. It's amazing how well Charlie's doing.
Yeah. Thanks to Dana Farber.
Yeah.
You know, thanks to the work that you guys do. So
one of my favorite patients, she had, and not end stage disease, but really advanced disease. And she's coming in, getting her treatments. Now it's been about 2 years now. And she just told me she did the Falmouth Road Race Sunday.
Oh my God.
I saw her just the other day. I'm like, oh, you are so unbelievable. It's incredible.
And that makes it all worthwhile, right?
Oh my God. I mean,
that makes what you do worthwhile.
Absolutely.
Well, the number to call is 877-738-1234. I'm assuming this is the earliest you've ever been at Fenway Park.
Yeah, never been here after hours. It's kind of cool.
You should take advantage of it. I went Instagram Live this morning, and there's nobody out in the ballpark. It's like silent Fenway at 6:20 in the morning.
It's beautiful.
So, and there's absolutely no lines for the ladies' room or the men's room, which will never happen at Fenway Park again.
Yeah.
So you should at least go and check that out while you're here.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Well, thank you for what you do. Thank you for coming by this morning.
Thank you.
And I know that you guys were at $1.29 million that has been donated so far. And I know that you guys will, whether it's the Jimmy Fund trip that you guys take to spring training with the patients or any of the great Boston trips that you guys take with some of the teens who are fighting cancer, you guys will be able to put all this money to great use, research and otherwise. So thanks for stopping by.
Awesome. Thank you for having me.
All right. Awesome. We will continue from Fenway Park. It is the WEEI Nesson Jimmy Fund Radio Telethon. Call 877-738-1234. That's 877-738-1234 to donate. And this year's telethon is presented by the Arbella Insurance Foundation.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Please help us support the inspiring, strong, and brave patients at the Jimmy Fund.
There are so many amazing people at the Jimmy Fund and Dana-Farber. They all make it fun having cancer. Like, no one wants to have cancer, but they make it so much fun, and they make so many amazing things happen when a challenge in your life is happening. And I'm going to beat cancer's butt.
Dial 877-738-1234 to make a gift. Now back to the Greg Hill Show. On the 18th annual WEEI Nesson Jimmy Fund Radio Telethon.
And we're back at Fenway Park, and it's starting to get light out. And this is day number 2 of the 18th annual WEEI Nesson Jimmy Fund Radio Telethon. If you'd like to give anytime today, you can call 877-738-1234, or you can go online and make a donation at jimmyfund.org and help us reach our goal this morning of $125,000 by the end of the show. So call 877-738-1234. A gift of $200 could support unfunded research that may result in the next scientific breakthrough leading to cures for cancer patients. And that is what these 2 days are about and have always been about. If you're coming to the game tonight, then you're going to get a special K-Cancer card, and you get to fill that out with whomever you want to help Kay cancer for. In my case, I filled it out for my dad, who passed away from cancer in 2007. Seems like it doesn't seem like it was that long ago. But you'll get the opportunity to fill that out, and then I think during the third inning this evening, everybody's going to raise those K cards up, and that'll be a moving moment here at Fenway Park tonight. As long as there's not a rain delay, there may be some kind of a rain delay. So that
don't
maybe,
jinx it.
I don't want to jinx it.
Well, seriously,
I think I jinxed the game by coming last night. You know me, I love baseball. I was here last
night. That's
right,
the whole game.
What's
is
that?
Is it game five innings? Then yes.
I may not have stayed for the whole game because I had a show to get ready.
Oh, that's Ken. Fair. That's fair.
Yeah, is that fair?
Okay.
On the show this morning, the governor will join us at 7:45, and the governor has been involved in this telethon for as long as he has been in office here in our state. So we'll talk to Charlie Baker at 7:45. Robert and Jonathan Kraft will join us at 8 this morning, and Adam Schefter will join us at 8:15 on today's Greg Hill Show. Coming up, when we get to it, probably in a half an hour, 20 minutes or so, we have got to discuss the fact that Connecticut authorities cracked down. I hate to use that term, but the Connecticut police cracked down on a public senior citizen orgy. That was happening.
6:31. You got to warn us about that.
Good Lord. So we will have to discuss that breaking news from Connecticut. But right now, with us this morning here at Fenway, it's Daniel Wallace.
Dan, please.
Dan, who is a case manager with the Jimmy Fund Clinic at Dana-Farber. And it's really nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you, Greg. I'm not going to talk about those elderly in Connecticut. I'm not involved in that at all.
I want to know if you were involved
in that.
I'd
rather talk about the Jimmy Fund kids.
Well, yeah. Well, I kind of wanted to talk about what you do because it seems really cool. You made a career change to get into doing this.
Yes. I was among other things, a assistant supermarket manager and I wanted to get into something that I could help kids with. I volunteered for a camp and for pediatric patients, and just on a whim, my friend asked me and went to the camp, and I said, oh my gosh, what am I doing in a supermarket? Nothing wrong with working in a supermarket. My brother-in-law's where that worked.
Yeah.
But I need to work with kids somehow, and then I...
So you basically you quit the job.
Yeah.
Or you had to go to school. You had to go to school.
I had a kid at home.
Oh yeah,
it's okay. Kids at home and a wife who didn't want
yeah,
me to go.
I hear you.
So I applied for school and went to nursing school, and graduated with a nursing degree from a proud alumni of UMass Boston.
Nice.
And just gradually went in different things in my career. In nursing and in pediatrics.
So as a case manager, what do you do at Dana-Farber?
I work on setting up, a lot of the care can be done at home. We're finding out more and more of the care can be done at home.
Which is probably great for these kids and for these families.
No trips back and forth or anything. It's healthier. They don't get exposed to germs on the Fenway Park,
Are you saying that it's germy in this place this morning?
I had some nice smells in the morning coming in here. They don't get it. There's a lot of good reasons for it. So we work, I myself, and work with the nurses and my fellow case manager at the Children's Hospital to set up care in the home. VNA, we can do lab draws at home. We can do some chemotherapies at home. Physical therapy, occupational therapy, any equipment they need. And a lot of my work is done working with the insurance companies to get authorizations for these different type of meds that some of the oral chemo meds, but also the amount of meds that these children have to take is more than usually insurance wants to pay.
Yeah, that's kind of their whole business model, right?
Yeah, well, no... You know, I found that you have to show them why you're doing things. And they're human beings, too, and they realize that's the best care for the patient, to be at home and to also have these meds. So once you show them that, it works. It just takes some time to show them that.
It takes some time.
That's why I have part of my job.
I was excited to hear that you have been on 12 of the Jimmy Fund spring training trips.
I have been blessed to be on these trips. I volunteer among nurses and case managers under the direction of Lisa Sherborne, and
who is extraordinary. Amazing. She's amazing with what she does.
And her crew too.
But
they do an extraordinary job of setting this stuff. It's usually you get 40 to 50 teenagers that go on to these trips.
Yeah. Well, and it really, you know, I was talking to some people at the game about this last night. You know, these kids who are fighting cancer travel with doctors, with nurses, travel to spring training, get the opportunity to go down there, interact with the players, watch some great baseball, and have the trip of a life. And it's really, to me, it's so great that the Jimmy Fund is able to provide that while they are going through what they're going through, you know. And it's not the easiest thing in the world to do. I mean, you know, there's medical care that's required, and there's, for a lot of these kids, they're right smack dab in the middle of treatment. So it must be an amazing thing to be a part of.
You know, it's like an oasis for them to have that 3 days of being there. Some kids get their chemo on the Friday, and we come back late on a Sunday, mm-hmm. sometimes Monday morning. They're there again.
Yeah.
These brave, courageous kids are there again.
Yeah.
Getting their chemo on Monday.
Yeah.
Well,
amazing. But in between,
yeah,
they have our job as volunteers is the thing I do is I dress like this, sometimes even worse.
Yeah, well, we got, and, you know, if you're not, yeah, if you're not watching on Nesson right now, we got the full Tommy Bahama, and we got some kind of a lei, some kind of a Hawaiian or Florida lei on there this morning, and so that's how you dress when you're
usually
down
wild the hats, but I want to advertise the Jimmy Fund.
Nice. Yeah.
Not that it needs it. So my job, the teenagers, they don't know each other. They're coming in to get the chemo, but they don't interact with each other that much. There's some groups and that kind of thing, but they don't really interact with each other, so they're all coming separate. No parents are allowed on this trip. It's a teenager.
Which is probably
only
a good thing. The teenagers like that.
Well, but some have some little separation. You know, it's any ages from 13 and beyond. So I've done this in snowstorms. We've gone out on when it's snowing out, when it's 20 degrees out. I wear my shorts, my Tommy Bahama, and I go running around the thing. Hey, let's go. It's party time.
Say
goodbye, parents. Too bad you're not coming.
Well,
and it brings the kids together. They start out as separate entities. By the end of the trip, when they're coming back in the airport, like our job is to try let's find common interests. Because we're trying to find that one bit of joy that I tell the kids, just find some part. We'll find some part of joy in this trip, no matter what. There's so many things, different things to do, and some of the joy is just having the making a friend.
Yeah,
that understands what they're going through.
Yeah.
not what. We think we know they're going.
Yeah,
only a teenager can talk to a teenager,
right?
And about this,
And I would imagine for anyone that gets a diagnosis, but especially teens, it's got to be kind of isolating for them going through treatment because, like you just said, most kids around them don't understand what they're going through. So for them to find that unique connection on that trip and be able to bond with someone, and then have really, we hear of these lifelong friendships that develop out of these trips and out of Dana-Farber, and it's just incredible how people stay in touch and they stay involved in each other's lives.
Exactly. And sometimes it's just finding that friendship. Sometimes it's doing something. I mean, they get to meet the Red Sox players. Sometimes it's being on the field playing. They get to play on the field down at spring training in Winter Haven at JetBlue. Sometimes it's things like a little story. We had a kid a couple of years ago, Cody, who had a brain tumor. Now, this kid was an adrenaline seeker.
Yeah.
He was a skateboarder.
Yeah.
He was doing, his parents showed me these videos on YouTube of him doing amazing things. They just enjoy that adrenaline kick. Unfortunately, the brain tumor took away his ability to walk, to talk, to feed himself. And he was at that stage when he wanted to go on the trip. And we asked him, what do you want to do on the trip? And he said, I want to do I wanted to do the water slide with his message board. And we're like, we're not sure if we can, we can do it. And he was so insistent on doing it. So we figured out how to do it. Now it's three flights up to the water slide. And so myself, Brian Crompton, Andy, Dr. Place, Andy Place, and a couple others, we picked up the him in the wheelchair and carried him up three flights. Now, we were afraid that he was going to get hurt going down, so I said, well, I'll go down with you. I'll go ahead. And he goes,
no, he didn't want to do it.
And I said, how about
he wanted to do it himself?
Yeah, and so we figured out a way to put his arms like this and put his feet like this so that he wouldn't be able to, like, because he didn't have the control of his arms. And or his legs. But we were able to do it. And we had people down at the end of the pool. We had like eight people to try to catch him at the end. So finally we did it. He got his parents okay.
And he did it.
And he did it. But we did it. But he was, he went so fast because of the way we positioned him. It was like down.
You guys were all turning, covering your eyes, turning around, looking the other way.
Well, no, we're going. He went skip, 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 or like a skipping rock across the water.
That's fantastic.
To the last person.
Amazing. But
it went underwater, and he comes up.
Yeah.
He comes up, and he, I hadn't seen him smile in a long time. And he came up from the water. We picked him up. He goes, biggest smile in the world. Thumbs up.
Yeah, I mean, amazing, right?
And I can see it's making away about a month later.
And I can, you know, it's making you cry. You're gonna make me. You're gonna make me cry. I mean, it's really. It sounds to me like you found the one of the more unique opportunities in life, which is to be able to do something as a job that is your passion. And your passion is clearly is working with kids. And it sounds to me like at Dana-Farber you found that. So
I'm blessed.
You're blessed
to be working with these families, with these children, and with these nurses. These nurses at the Jimmy Funk Clinic are unbelievable. My fellow case managers, and the doctors. The doctors are doing it. And we're making strides. We're making strides on these treatments.
Well,
I mean, we've decreased the amount of, like, for instance, people don't even realize that we have a new protocol for leukemia, and it's cut down the amount of hospital stays. We just started last year. Dr. Lewis Silverman, under Lewis Silverman's guidance, decreased the amount of time in the hospital. They're home more at home now, which is better for them.
Right.
Yeah.
And decreased the severity of the chemo. We cut down the amount of chemo that they had to use. He cut down the amount of chemo he used.
Yeah.
So we're not doing that as much. So it's much better for the patients. And that's what we're getting when people donate. Please donate. Please donate.
They are.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. It's amazing.
Well, thank you for coming by this morning. Thank you for what you do. And I so admire the fact, and I'm kind of jealous that you get to do it all the time. So it's really great to have you here this morning.
Oh, it was my pleasure, and thank you for what you guys are doing. I appreciate you doing a great job.
All right, well, 877-738-1234. That's 877-738-1234 to make a donation. It's the 18th annual WEEI Nesson Jimmy Fund Radio Telethon from Fenway Park. Presented by the Arbella Insurance Foundation.
Coming up at 7:45, Governor Charlie Baker.
The amount of hope that's attached to this, you just can't underestimate that as a factor in the progress that's been made. And you guys have been a part of that.
You're listening to the 18th annual WEEI Nesson Jimmy Fund Radio Telethon. Football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the Free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today. Please help us strike out cancer.
Hi, my name is Maddie. Please help me and others fighting cancer as we raise money for the Jimmy Fund and Dana-Farber. Call 877-738-1234. Every dollar counts.
Now back to the Greg Hill Show and the 18th annual WEEI Nesson Jimmy Fund Radio Telethon.
Mm-hmm. coming to you for day number two from Fenway Park. It is the 18th annual WEEI Nesson Jimmy Fund Radio Telethon. You can call 877-738-1234 if you'd like to donate. I want to thank everybody who donated yesterday. This is obviously my first time being involved in this event, and I was I didn't know what to expect. I was blown away yesterday, and Danielle and Nick, I'm sure you guys feel the same way, blown away by the support. We're sitting this morning at just over $1.3 million that you donated up until this point. And it's the support is absolutely amazing.
I was already floored when we left yesterday at 10 a.m. and there were several hundred thousand dollars banked up. And when I was driving in this morning, in traffic.
Yeah, thank you.
Seriously, stop it.
What an absolute ham jamboree. 93 and Storrow Drive were.
Stop it.
Unreal.
We are.
Unreal.
But next time you skate in at 557 because there was a traffic thing,
I don't
it'll be
skate
all
in,
over
I
you.
I don't skate in at any time because of a traffic thing. I mean, I
when you helicopter in from Stowe.
Did you miss the intro two months ago to the show? There was a whole thing on the pike.
The excuses from Danielle on her late arrival. Curtis, is it not embarrassing?
It's really pathetic, Danielle.
It's pathetic. Oh,
shut up, two-dimensional.
We could have done a remote on Storrow Drive. There was nobody there.
By the way, Danielle is already clubhouse leader for Sick Burn of the Day, calling you Flat Stanley.
Are you like that?
I thought that was I was tight. I'm thinking about mailing Curtis to a friend in Cincinnati later today.
Do you think that's going to stick? Flat Stanley Curtis? It could stick. It really.
We've got MT Laird and FS Curtis.
Curtis is disturbed, as are others, by the way he looks on Nesson. He doesn't like the way he looks on television.
Honestly, on television, Curtis looks like the kid who was supposedly the ghost in Three Men and a Baby.
Yes, he is the
ghost child behind the curtain in Three Men and a Baby. Yes,
and you know what's sad about that? They say the camera adds 10 pounds, and he still looks this way.
Well, when you weigh negative pounds, this is him actually morphing into existence.
What do you weigh, actually?
160.
160?
You really?
Yeah.
I weigh $178. I'm 18 pounds heavier than you?
Yep.
Wow, that's insane.
I'm like, you know, a little over two.
Okay.
A little over.
Greg, describe a little over two.
Actually,
a little over is a great fluctuating mark, by the way.
I'll say this. I weigh 8 pounds more than I did when I arrived for the game at Fenway Park last night. That's what I will say.
Curtis, did you look out at Fenway this morning as the Seagulls were helping themselves to all of those defeat dogs and the leftover popcorn and just think, wow, this could feed me for years?
I did. The seagulls were biting me.
You make Tony Dungy look overweight.
No seagulls are biting you. There's zero meat on you, Curtis.
They would literally hover over him on the beaches of Cape Cod and be like, No!
Just kidding.
No!
So many takeaways from yesterday, Greg.
Yeah.
I think it was gratitude. It was gratitude for the generosity of Boston. And then stepping away from here was just the gratitude that I have not had to go to Dana-Farber. I hope, like we said to every one of these doctors and patients and nurses afterwards, like, I love you. Thank you for the work that you're doing. It's so comforting to know you're there. I hope I never see you again, except maybe at the telethon.
Yeah.
But, you know, God forbid, if we ever have to, that we will be in the best hands possible. We, our loved ones, whoever we know that could get stricken by this cowardly disease, if we have to go there, we will be in the greatest hands possible.
Well, I was so inspired by Caitlin Vu, who was on with us yesterday, who is heading into her freshman year of high school in Quincy and has the strength and the courage and the passion for fighting this. And you think, you know, I think as a parent, it completely changes your perspective on getting sick and on cancer and on the struggle that the parents go through, the struggle that the kids go through. It's just you want to, like, when you leave, if you have been fortunate enough to not have, as Nick said, to have this cowardly disease strike you or your kids, you want to, like, get down and kiss the ground when you leave and say thank you. Because and the work that is done by the Jimmy Fund, by Dana-Farber, is so important when it comes to extending lives and into finding ways to get a cure. And so it's your support of this event year after year after year is changing lives. When you decide this morning to call 877-738-1234, that's 877-738-1234, and to make a donation, whether it's a $10 donation, a $25 donation, a $50 donation, that one of those, think about the prospect, one of those dollars may be the research dollar that changes the way cancer is treated forever. I mean, it's an amazing thing. So it really, and we sit here at $1.3 million right now, and I know that you're going to continue to give all day long today. We're going to continue with some great guests this morning. The governor is going to join us in about an hour, and not only, of course, will we talk to the governor about the Jimmy Fund, but we'll talk to the governor about traffic, since it delayed Danielle's arrival until 5:55 this morning.
Wasn't that late?
Brutal.
5:45, whatever the time was. Well, we're going to talk to Robert and Jonathan Kraft coming up at 8 this morning, and right after that we're going to talk to Adam Schefter. So about 8:15 this morning, and more patients, more doctors, and also, of course, we've got to at some point discuss this disturbing story from Connecticut, in which the Connecticut police were finally able to crack down on some kind of senior citizen public orgy that was going on. So all of that coming up during the 18th annual WEEI Nesson Jimmy Fund Radio Telethon, presented by the Arbella Insurance Foundation.
To come, the owners of the six-time Super Bowl champion New England Patriots, Robert and Jonathan Kraft.
Doing whatever we can in today's world to help solve this problem is great, and Dana-Farber is one of the great institutions in the world, really.
Dial 877-738-1234 to make a gift. This is the 18th annual WEEI Nesson Jimmy Fund Radio Telethon.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.